In the 18th century, the revolutionary potential of these ideas was dramatically realized in the American and French revolutions. Such ideas were associated with deism, a rational reformulation of Christian ideas, which stressed that the Creator had instituted not only natural laws that govern the motions of the planets and all other natural objects, but similar moral laws governing human relationships, and had given man the power to discover all these laws by reason. This is from The Bad Behavior of Belle Cantrell.
"Mama, have you gone crazy?"
Katie asked when Belle stepped off the train into the warm drizzle of the summer evening. The lights from the dining car lit the tiny droplets as they fell on her new straw coach. Dark hair peeked out around her cheeks.
"Don't you ever think about what people will say?"
Katie had a good deal to say, but Belle cut her off.
"Stop carrying on, honey. You act as if I'd taken up free love."
Iron brake shoes screeched against massive wheels.
"Mama!"
the girl wailed, elongating the two syllables. Acting has nothing to do with the ability to concentrate. It has to do with the ability to imagine. For concentration, like emotion, like belief, cannot be forced. It cannot be controlled. Try this exercise. Concentrate on your wristwatch. How did you do? Your ability to force your concentration lasted the briefest fraction of a second, after which you thought, "How long can I keep this up?" Or, alternatively, "How interesting this all is. Look how the hands go round." Which was, let us confess, hypocrisy. There was nothing interesting about it at all. You forced yourself to concentrate, and the result was falsity and self-loathing, as it inevitably must have been. For concentration cannot be forced.